Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to the Pick and Roll Show, where your sports talk goes hard in the paint or is wide open for the jumper. And now it's time to roll with Pick and Roll.
And welcome to the Pick and Roll Show. We are a weekly podcast that's available on iTunes, Acast, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your podcast. So please take the time to rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, tell anybody out there who would love and appreciate our podcast, and to use your social media. And speaking of that social media, we're available on all social media outlets such as Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope, and you can follow us on all those social media outlets at Pick and Row Show. So this week we talk about the NFL playoffs. We talk about the NCAA title game that's happening tonight. We also give you our insights on our Super Bowl picks, if we're still staying with those Super Bowl picks. We also even talk about the Powerball situation. We're all kind of like wanting to, take our chances and try to win that lottery ticket, so to speak. So it's a very funny and interesting episode, to say the least. We talk about what we would do in those situations. And, of course, I mean, it's all fun and games, right, of course. We hope you enjoy it. He had to remote in just because Pick was under the weather, so he sounds a little bit different than I do. That's the reason why, because he did it from his home. Don't want to catch you guys off guard with all that, just the difference in sound. Hope you guys have had a great week or last week, and I hope you have a great week this week, and continue to support our podcast, and we really thank you. And without further ado, we can go ahead and start this week's episode, and then we'll catch you on the flip side.
All right, so what's going on, Pick?
What's up?
Man, it's been a while. Not a whole lot, man. Not a whole lot. Just a wacky day of football, or wacky weekend of football, right?
Yeah, been real crazy, man. You see that Pittsburgh Steelers and the Bengals game?
No, I know you watched it, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of it, anyway. The end went really crazy, bro.
And your team won?
It's kind of embarrassing for the city of Cincinnati, man, for real.
Well, you've always been saying some things. You've always been saying things about Cincinnati, about it being kind of rough.
Yeah, they kind of showed their colors on that game, man. It was kind of jacked up, man. I wasn't, you know, my home state, so I was kind of like, dang. Didn't really like the way that ended. They had a chance to win the game. You know, Steelers are my team. The Bengals had a chance to win the game, and kind of threw it away because a couple little stupid plays and, you know, yeah. They shouldn't have made it, but yeah, no.
Yeah, they made some stupid plays.
Fans got a little rowdy and stuff, so.
Yeah, I read about that. I don't know the full details. So what, I mean, real quick, what exactly happened?
Well, you know, the Bengals and Steelers always have a heated rivalry, so they always play each other pretty tough. And
right.
Sometimes they take cheap shots at each other, and, you know, it's just a lot of bad blood, basically. You know, they just talk smack back and forth, which doesn't help at all anyway.
Right.
But a couple of the players took a little bit too far. I mean, that's on both sides. A couple of little questionable hits and stuff. So, but at the end of the game, actually, Perfect intercepted the ball with like 2 minutes left in the game, and I thought that was it. I thought it was over with.
Yeah.
And then they get the ball back. Since they get the ball back, they run the ball, which I'm not sure. I mean, you got to run the ball to run the clock out. So they ran the ball, and running back fumbled the ball. I think it was Jeremy Hill fumbled the ball, gave the ball up, and Pittsburgh got it back.
Wow.
And tried to drive down the field. They got a pass interference call or something like that. Oh, that's what it was. No, what is what it was?
It was a pass interference call.
Antonio Brown went across the middle and missed the ball, so he was defenseless.
Jeez.
And Burford kind of hit him in the head with his shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, some say it's a cheap shot. Some say it's not. You know, whatever it is, he should have laid off because the guy dropped the ball, and you know, you won't get penalized. So they threw the flag on him, got penalized for how many yards it was, and then in that whole altercation, Joey Porter came out onto the field, who was the coach for Pittsburgh.
Joey Porter?
Yeah, he came onto the field. Well, I guess the referees allowed the coaches to come on the field to check on a couple of their players.
Hey, Joey Porter used to play for the Steelers, right?
Yeah, he played for the Steelers, and I think he went over to Miami.
Okay.
As well. Maybe, I think he even played for Arizona, too.
Yeah. But, he did.
So I guess the referees allowed some of the coaches to go on the field to check on their players.
Right.
And Joey kind of got you know, started talking smack to a couple of the, I guess he's talking smack to a couple of the biggest players or whatever.
Damn it.
Adam Pac-Man Jones, who should not even be anywhere near any kind of altercations.
Man, he's still
there to talk smack to Joey Porter, but he pushes the referee in the meantime, and the referee threw the flag, and they added another flag on top of the, you know, bad hit that Perfect had, and that was like, 40, 50 yards right there, man.
I didn't even know Pac-Man Jones was still in the league.
No position to win the game, and they do hit the field goal, and that was it. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So it was just real. It was like a meltdown, man, of the Bengals, man. I don't know.
It was chaos.
Yeah. My boys, man, they kind of hurt, man, from that game. I haven't really talked to them, but they texted me a couple of times, and yeah, they're kind of upset, man, at how it went down.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
Exactly. So who do the Steelers got next week?
We have Denver.
Oh.
So battle of the hurt arm shoulder quarterbacks, basically.
Yeah. Both are banged up pretty bad.
Yeah, Ben came back in the game. Actually, he got hurt in the game. Came back in to finish the game off.
Yeah. I you know, Alex was telling me that. Because he was watching the game, and he said, hey, Roethlisberger just got hurt. And I'm like, oh, got hurt again? What?
Yeah, he got hurt again. But then he came back in after.
Boy. But you did say he was tough. He is a tough dude. Ben is a tough guy.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. Yeah, he's a tough guy. I guess when he was getting, they was taking him out on the, not stretcher, but taking him out of the little car or whatever.
Yeah.
Back to the training room or locker room.
Yeah.
I guess one of the fans from Cincinnati threw a full can of beer at him.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, that's pretty bad, man.
That is bad,
some
dude.
Some were clapping that he was hurt. You know, it's just stuff like that. It's just, that's just not good sportsmanship. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Because somebody gets hurt. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying Pittsburgh wouldn't have done that to Bengals.
Right.
So I don't know, but it's just not a good look, man.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Man. Wow. Well, do you remember?
So, I'm good with that.
Say that again?
So, we pissed my voice, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, there you go. Now, just so our listeners know, we normally have a live where we're sitting next to each other, but
We're live, cuz. What are you talking about?
Oh, we are live. Yes, we are live, but Pick is remoting in from his home.
Yeah, I'm in I'm low-key.
He's doing low-key because...
Hip-hop chilling, you know.
Yeah, he's scared to go outside because it's cold.
I'm not allowed outside. Yeah, it is cold here, actually. It is. Crazy for San Antonio.
Yeah, he's under the weather, so he didn't want to spread the sickness.
True that.
So he's remoting in into the studio. So, Green Bay won, and it was a good game. It was a nice little... It was scary at first.
Who they play again?
They played Washington.
Washington, that's right. It was like 5-0 at first. I was like, what is this? Yeah. Baseball scores this.
It was 5-0, then it was 11-0, and then they scored like 18 unanswered points. And then Washington scored, and then they scored. Green Bay scored again, and they kind of put the icing on the cake. So I want to make this known right now. So just to give a little shout out to my cousin Demetrius, because he is a Redskins fan. Sorry, man.
That's messed up.
I know it is. Sorry, Demetrius. Don't get mad at me when you hear this.
I got a homie who's a Redskins fan too. He said he put money on the game. I was like,
ooh. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not sure you should have did that. But, you know, hey, that's his team, so.
Yeah. And hey, my cousin's been a Redskins fan since back in the day, man. So he's a diehard Redskins fan. And I know when Dominic's was.
Really?
Yeah, this is Dominic's younger brother. So
okay.
Yeah, I remember. And he was also the guy that I talked about with Tecmo Bowl and Christian Okoye a long time ago. You remember that?
Yeah, Christian Okoye sucks, dude.
He doesn't. He was just. Hey, we were just saying in Tecmo Bowl, the Nigerian Nightmare was insane.
Y'all know he was. One season, that one year, yes. But that was it.
Yeah.
Season did he was any good?
Yeah, but he
had one good year.
Demetrius is a diehard Redskin fan. I'm just poking fun at him, but it's all good. If they would have won, he would have let me know about it every single chance he got. So.
That's true too. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, but I think they're on the right path. I mean, it sucks for about RG3. You know, his time's ending there. Hopefully, he gets another shot.
He'll be in Houston next year. I'm sorry.
You think he's going to Houston?
I don't know. Houston, Cleveland,
Dallas.
Dallas still has Romo. I mean, I don't see him being a backup. I want to see RG3 start.
Yeah,
I guess he could be like the heir apparent in Dallas, but I mean, I'd rather see him starting.
Yeah, he's still got a lot of time.
I don't know. There's a few teams out there that need quarterbacks.
Yep, they do.
Yeah, shoot, was it Buffalo?
Buffalo.
No, the Jets? No, well, the Jets had Geno Smith. But you know,
I don't know. I don't know about Geno Smith.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Ike and Gino.
Ike and Gino.
You remember that?
Ike and Gino. Ike and Gino.
Yeah, so
Ike and Gino.
We're kind of like going back into episode one. Remember when we were talking about lots of football and stuff? And
yeah.
We made our picks. Do you remember what your picks were?
For Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I do not.
Okay. I don't remember.
I'm trying to think. Who do I think I might say Arizona. I definitely didn't say Carolina. I can tell you that.
Well, I think you said New England, and I think you said.
I'm pretty sure I probably said New England.
And I think
they're there. I mean,
maybe Seattle.
I might say Seattle. I might say Seattle, Green Bay, and Arizona. I mean, those probably three.
Yeah, I think you were
beginning of the season, but
yeah, I don't think you could make a decision. I think you were kind of stuck. So I do remember.
Stuck like Chuck.
Yeah. I think I picked New England and Green Bay. So they're still alive, but, I mean, I don't know about Green Bay. They have a pretty tough road. New England's got home field for at least one round. I don't know if Denver will win, but see what happens. But, I mean, you know, kind of shifting gears, you were talking about RG3 and his, you know, possibly going somewhere. One guy, and I think you and I kind of had a little text discussion about it, was the Johnny Manziel.
Oh, he's terrible. He shouldn't even be in the league. Why is he even in the league?
You know, I don't know.
why is he even allowed to even, like, be on a team?
So, did you like him in college?
I mean, I liked him in college, but I didn't really see anything from him that made me think he was going to be, like, a really good pro player. I mean, I didn't think he had the arm strength to really make those throws.
Because him and RG3 kind of...
I feel like he was lucky, huh?
Yeah, him and RG3 kind of played the same way, right?
Hell no.
Well, they both... But they both liked
RG3 like, broke the records. He was, like, going crazy.
But they both like to run out of the pocket, though, right?
No, RG3 was throwing the ball.
Well, he could throw. I know that.
He was throwing the ball at Baylor? No, he threw the ball, man.
Yeah.
It's two different systems. I mean, they throw the ball a lot more in Baylor than they do in A&M, but they got better receivers, I feel like, at Baylor. But
yeah, and I think when we talked about Manziel, he's kind of like just throwing it all away. Just, I mean, he's – I don't know if I would pick him. I don't know if I would have him just because this – he's a spoiled little brat, I think is what you called him, right?
I'm not sure of those exact words, but yeah, he's spoiled. Yeah. I'm not sure. I believe he's spoiled. I mean,
okay, well, why don't you put it in your words right now?
I can't remember what I said, but yeah, I would say spoiled.
You can say whatever you want. We're unfiltered. Huh? You can say whatever you want. We're unfiltered.
I mean, I just feel like he would be treated differently if he was black. I mean, I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's gotten more of a chance than a lot of other quarterbacks, like Vince Young, who should still be in the league for whatever reason.
Well, he kind of went off the deep end, though.
Who?
Vince Young.
He was on your team. He was like your backup quarterback 2 years ago in Green Bay.
He was trying out. He was a third stringer.
He looked good.
Well, so what happened in Tennessee? He like went off the deep end, right? He got all depressed and stuff.
Yeah, he had some emotional issues, but he wasn't out partying, drinking, I don't think, like Manziel.
Well, he was just going to strip clubs and spending lots of money, right?
Yeah, I really don't know what Vince Young's problem is. It was. Yeah, I mean, but he was still performing. He could still play. You know, Manziel, I haven't seen. I mean, I guess he can play. All right, but I don't know, man. I just feel like he's gotten more of a chance than a lot of other people would have gotten.
Well, I mean, technically, he shouldn't have even been in college for doing that thing where he was signing stuff and getting paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that was even true or not. I don't know if he got paid for it, if his friends got paid for it.
Well,
it's not like he needed the money.
He didn't need the money in college, and he certainly doesn't need it now. He doesn't even need the NFL money because he comes from a very wealthy family.
Yeah.
And, you know, he went to high school right there in Kerrville, so we're about an hour away from where he went to high school, yeah. So he's pretty well known in the San Antonio area and Austin. I think I remember when he was in college. Do you remember that? I don't know if you saw that video, but he was in UT at a fraternity party at UT, and they kicked him out. They kicked him out.
I think I did hear about that.
Yeah. So it's like he I don't know, man. I don't really think he belongs in the NFL, man. Honestly,
no. I mean, he could be a backup quarterback. He's not that bad. He could be a backup, but I just don't think he's a starter in the NFL. I mean, and then on top of that, so he's a backup quarterback that's out drinking and partying all the time. So, do I really need that on my team? Nah, I'll pass. I'd rather get a guy like, you know, Fitzpatrick. You know what I mean? That, you know, ain't gonna cause me all those problems and can actually halfway play,
yeah,
and it's not, you know, not causing me problems in the end.
Not so. Everybody can be Neil O'Donnell pick.
I mean, hell, Neil O'Donnell went to the Super Bowl twice. You know, shoot, he took a team to the Super Bowl, so he's doing better now.
That was supposed to make you laugh, but I guess okay. Or Charlie Batch or Cordell Stewart.
I'll take Charlie Batch over Johnny Manziel. I mean, what's, you know. Yeah. Not now, but I'm just saying, career-wise.
Yeah, well, because he played smart. He wasn't the most athletic or talented quarterback, but he played smart.
He's won games. He's started a lot of games. He's not out partying and drinking the night before a game. You know.
Yeah,
that's not what I want my quarterback doing.
Yeah.
All.
Menzel won't be in the league that long. I mean, I don't think he's at the Ryan Leaf level, but I don't think he's gonna stay in the league too long. Yeah.
Hell, I'd rather take Tim Tebow than Johnny Manziel.
Well, at least, because Tim Tebow is all religious. You know, he's not gonna do anything stupid.
No, he isn't, and he's a great leader. He'd inspire a team. He can't throw worth a shit, but, I mean, hey, at least so he wasn't good. You
know? So why does everybody hate Tim Tebow, man? Why does everybody hate him? Is it because the media made him big, right?
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing with Johnny Manziel. They both were kind of like the media. It's kind of like him, Johnny Manziel, Christian Laettner, all those guys.
And you
Tyler Hansbrough. Any of those guys.
Rashard McCants.
They're like role models in college. You know what I mean? So just like, I don't know. The man in college, you know, it's kind of like the media makes you hate him, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I guess. I mean, there are no Harold Miners out there, but.
Harold Miner.
Baby Jordan, man.
He was terrible. No, he wasn't terrible, but he wasn't that good either.
Yeah, hey, so. Well, so then your opinion is, and I think I'll have to agree with you, or I just don't even think that he does belong in the NFL, but if he is, he could be a good backup quarterback. But it's like you said, I think he's just too much of a loose cannon, and they don't have room for that, and they're not gonna tolerate that in the NFL.
No, somebody'll take him. I guarantee you somebody'll take him.
That's stupid.
I mean, take him on the bench. I mean, for league minimum, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Baltimore
I'm not gonna pay him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if the Ravens took back Ray Lewis for killing somebody, and then Lawrence Phillips got back in the league, right now, right? Or even, well, no, not Ray Caruth, because Ray Caruth is doing life in prison.
No, Ray Caruth did not get out.
He's not going anywhere.
Plaxico, right?
Oh yeah, Plax.
Shot himself. What's the dude down in Dallas? What's the dude in Dallas came from Carolina? What's his name?
Damn it. Hardy?
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But him?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the kind of guys.
For the life of me, this guy's name is not... I mean, his name is just not in my... Can't remember him right now. Jeez,
don't
man.
Don't take a chance on him. I mean...
Is it Greg Hardy? I think it was Greg Hardy.
Yeah, Greg Hardy.
Okay.
They'll take a chance on him. I mean, at least one more year. I'm not sure how much longer. His window is definitely closing.
Right.
He needs to get in rehab. And, I mean, he's got some kind of issue. Not sure what the issue is, but, you know.
Right.
I don't really feel sorry for him. He grew up way better than me, and he's had more opportunities than I have, so.
Who are you talking about?
He's just kind of Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, all those guys have had more opportunities than I have, so they're way more talented than me, so they've had more opportunities because of that talent.
Right.
But they just kind of squandered them away, so it's kind of like, I feel sorry for you at first, but then I'm kind of like, I get over it real quick, because I'm like, well, you had the chance to make some real money, and you made it, whether you blew it or not, that's on you.
Yep. And that's the truth, man, because a lot of these people are really talented, and they don't make it, like... I keep thinking about Ryan Leaf, dude. You remember when he got drafted? He went out and like partied all night after he got drafted or something, and he messed up, and then he had that little spat where he yelled at a reporter. He was like, he's considered to be like the biggest NFL bust of all time. I mean, dude.
Yeah, he's definitely top three.
And he's like in prison too. Ryan Leaf is in prison.
Is he?
Yep.
For what?
For
like robbery.
I think it was robbery. Let's find out.
It's always something like that, right?
Yeah, and he's 40 years old. I remember when he was in college, because right, it was between him and Peyton Manning, and everyone was like, well, go with Ryan Leaf. He's the one who's got the strong arm or whatever, you know. And
so who you got in the championship in the Super Bowl then?
I think I'm gonna stick with my picks, man.
Are you?
I think I am. I have to go with Green Bay because that's my team, but I still think New England's going to come out of the AFC. No disrespect to your Steelers.
So you got So Green Bay plays
Arizona.
Arizona. And then you got Seattle playing Carolina. So who you got winning it?
So I think Green Bay beats Arizona. You're right.
You really have Green Bay winning this thing?
It's my team, man. I have to pick my team.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Why do you have to pick your team?
Hey, are you going to pick the Steelers?
No, we're like making it to the... No.
I'm picking Green
Not
Bay.
At all.
But okay, so obviously it's a long shot because they got to go through Arizona, and Arizona's like...
That's what I'm saying.
Playing great football right now. If
you either play Carolina or Seattle, so you're gonna beat Arizona, and you're gonna beat Carolina or Seattle.
They can beat Seattle.
You can beat any of those teams, but really?
Yes.
All
right. I hope Carolina beats. If Green Bay doesn't come out of the AFC, I hope Carolina does.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with.
You're gonna go with Carolina because you like Cam Newton. That's why.
Yeah, well, I want Cam Newton to win this one though, for sure. This is probably going to be one of his only shots.
Well, he had a good career. He had a good season, I mean.
They have a really good team. I think Arizona has a really good team. I think Seattle has a really good team. I think y'all are hurt. Because you're missing a lot of players.
We're missing Jordy Nelson, yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's, you know, top five receiver in the league, so.
Yep.
He's going to be hard to replace. I think Arizona's defense can control that. Because they have some of the best DBs in the league too. So, I'm looking at Arizona. I'm going to go Arizona, Carolina, man. And I'm gonna go with. I want Cam Newton to win, man, but I don't know, man. That's gonna be tough.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Carolina, Arizona. I'm thinking. I'm gonna go with.
You're gonna go Carolina.
I'm gonna run with Cam Newton, man.
I know you are, because for one. He's a black quarterback.
No, that's not even just that. I like Arizona. I mean, I like Patrick Peterson. I like Tyrone Matthew. I like.
I'm messing with you, dude.
Fitzgerald. It'd be nice to see Fitzgerald get one. But I would give him Cam Newton to win just so everybody can shut up.
Well, he's playing. He's playing really good right now. So.
Yeah, people still hate on him though. So. In the NFC, Pittsburgh plays Denver. In Denver, we always have a tough time playing in Denver.
Yeah, but Peyton Manning's been playing like crap, too.
Yeah, but they have the best defense in the league, one of the best defenses in the league, and Roethlisberger's hurt. D'Angelo Williams might be back next week, so if he comes back, that gives us a better shot. And Kansas City plays New England. Kansas City is really, really – they're the hottest team right now.
Right.
New England's kind of banged up, too. But – New England in Foxborough, man, I really can't go against them.
No, you can't. So. Yeah, because it's New England, dude. It's Brady and Belichick.
They're going to find a way to win. I'm going to go to New England, and I hate to say it, man. I think Denver's going to beat Pittsburgh just because they're at home.
I don't know, man.
I will say.
I think Pittsburgh might win.
We have a chance, for sure. If I had to put money on it, you know what I mean? It's different. If Denver beats, if they both win, New England goes to Denver.
Yeah.
Right.
If New England wins and Denver wins, New England's got to go to Denver.
That's a tough one, too. Oof.
Yeah.
I would probably say, I'm going to stick with New England. I'm going to go with New England.
I'm winning it away. That's what I'm saying.
Especially if Peyton Manning don't play or doesn't play, he's not able to play. Yeah, I go to New England, Carolina.
Okay.
In the big one.
In the big one. That'll be a rematch from, like, 2005.
Yeah, I hate this. What's that?
Or 2004.
Is that when
Jake DeLome.
Kerry Collins took Carolina?
No, it was Jake DeLome.
Jake DeLome?
Yeah, Jake DeLome or Jake DeLome. Jake DeLome is his name.
I know. Was Steve Smith there?
Steve Smith was there, yeah.
Okay, I'm about to say. And Mushin so Muhammad?
Mushin Muhammad. That guy was good.
Mushin Muhammad. Kevin Gamble?
Tim Biakabatuka.
Biakabatuka? Okay. Had a Buckeye and a Wolverine on there, huh?
No, I don't know if Tim Biakabatuka was there.
Ah, okay.
Let's find out. I'm going to find out because that's going to bother me.
No, it's not that serious.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's Tim Biakabatuka, dude.
I know who it is. He ran all over Ohio State. I know who he is.
Yeah. He wasn't. Yeah. He only played 5 years in the league.
Oh, he wasn't there then?
Mm-mm.
I don't know who was on that team.
Jake DeLong. Steve Smith.
I can't remember. Steve Smith. Who's the other receiver? Musheen Muhammad.
Yeah, I think it was Musheen Muhammad. Yeah, we were. Lamar Lathan was there. Kevin Green. No, now I'm making stuff Kevin up. Green. No.
What was the one linebacker that had played here forever that, like, then he went to Washington and played forever? He was, like, undersized. What was his name?
Damn it. Dexter Coakley.
Dexter Coakley was there?
No.
I said, what? Who you got in this national championship game tomorrow?
You know, I don't even keep up, but I know it's, what, it's Clemson and the Tide?
Alabama, Clemson, yeah.
Well, we definitely know who Jonathan Sanford would say, Roll Tide, right? So.
Roll Tide, yeah, Roll Tide.
Man, I was really
I don't
really
see Alabama losing that game, though.
I was really bummed not to see your team in it.
Ohio State?
Yeah, I thought they were going to repeat.
After watching the games, we should have been in the top four. Because I can tell you right now, Michigan State shouldn't even been in it.
Right.
They looked terrible. I mean, they didn't even score a point.
Nope.
So, if you're the best team in our conference and you can't even score a point, I know Alabama's really good, but come on. We beat that team last year. I mean, not saying that we would have beat them this year, but we'd have scored at least 3 points on them. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. And then Iowa didn't score a point either. Against Stanford, so you can't tell me that both those teams would have shut Ohio State out. There's no way. Not with all that talent on the offense. We would have scored at least 3 points.
Well, they considered it. I was really hoping that Ohio State would have won and they would have repeated because they're a good team, well coached, and I'm not doing this just to say it, but I mean, they were pretty damn good the last couple of years.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure they're going to be good next year, too, right?
Who? What? What'd you say?
Yeah. What?
What'd you say?
My bad. I thought you... Okay. Well, I mean, they're going to be good for a few more years.
Oh, we're straight. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Well, you got to think about it, too. We play Oklahoma next year, though. So, we got Oklahoma the next 2 years. We play them in Oklahoma next year, which is going to be scary because they got their whole team coming back. And we're losing, like, 10 players in the NFL this year. So, the one good thing for us, though, is in our conference, Connor Cook is leaving, Hackenberg is leaving, Michigan quarterback is leaving. So, all three of those teams on our side, their quarterbacks are leaving, and JT Barrett's going to be in his third year playing quarterback. So,
Christian Hackenberg's graduating?
Yeah, he's a senior.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that.
He's either a senior or he's a junior. He's going pro, though. There's no sense of him staying in the league.
Well,
he's staying in college.
That's unfortunate because that's my team that I didn't even know he was a senior.
Yeah, if he's not a senior, he's leaving anyway.
He's going to bounce out early.
Yeah, he needs to. There's no need for him to stay in college. He's too good for that.
Yeah, and nobody stays.
He can go play for Cleveland or Houston or somebody and actually have a team that's,
decent.
Have a line. He just didn't have a line this year. They weren't bad. He just didn't have a line. The line wasn't that good. So.
Yeah, I think it's they're starting to get some good recruits, but it's still going to take them some time to get it going again.
Yeah, it'll take some years, but they're not going to ever win the Big Ten, so it's not a big deal.
That's whatever, whatever.
Michigan State and Ohio State, so.
Whatever.
Nah, I just don't, I mean, they got to beat those three teams to win a championship, so.
Yeah.
I don't really see that happening anytime soon.
Right.
So
you got, obviously, I don't, like I said, I don't know how good Clemson is, but I mean, I do know how good Alabama is, so Alabama's probably going to win the game.
Clemson's good. I mean, they probably got the best player. Outside of Derrick Henry, they got the quarterback. So, I mean, he's going to have to play out of his mind.
Yeah.
No. So, if he can do that, he's going to have to be the best player on the field that night. If he is, which he can do, he can make, 5 to 7 big plays and He can throw the ball, run the ball effectively. Clemson has a good shot, but I just don't see them stopping. I don't see them. I can see them slowing down Alabama's offense. I just don't see them being able to move the ball on their defense. Alabama's defense is really solid.
Yeah. Well, we do know it's going to be most national title games. Well, last year's was really good, and the one before was good. So it's probably going to be a really good game, but Alabama's probably going to win. So.
Yeah, I mean, they're not always good, but I hope it's a good game.
They always have a solid team. You said the games. Yeah, they're not always good. Yeah, you're right.
No, they're not. But my team's not in it, so as long as I get a good game out of it, I'm cool. I enjoy a good game.
So you're going to have to work tomorrow? Are you going to be able to see it?
I'm off, so I'll go watch it somewhere.
You go watch it at B-Dubs or something, right?
Probably, yeah.
Get some Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, I had some today, actually.
Oh, did you?
B-Dubs, yep.
There you go.
It's my spot.
Yeah, did you go out there in New Braunfels or what?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right at home.
Yeah, on the way home. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, so now we're kind of shifting into college basketball now because it's that time of year where college basketball is pretty exciting. Tar Heels, Duke, all those other schools. Yeah. I saw Kentucky's not doing as hot as they normally would.
They're young. I mean,
well, they're always young. The they're always young because their recruiting classes always leave.
Huh?
I said they're always young because their top players always leave and they're freshmen, so they
right. Now you're right. All their players always leave.
Yeah,
they're one and dones, but they're not. I mean, I think they're ninth in the country right now. I think.
Yeah.
They did lose to my Buckeyes a couple weeks ago. I think they lost to LSU too.
Right.
Yeah, they lost to LSU. Do you see Ben Simmons play yet?
I was watching some of his highlights, dude. That guy can play.
He's ridiculous, dude.
Is he projected to be the top pick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not even a question. He's the first pick, regardless. There's nobody else even, like, touching him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a better Anthony Davis, man. He's pretty good, man. He's pretty good with the ball. I don't know why he chose to go to LSU. That was, like, the worst thing.
So is he a big or is he a small forward?
He's 6'10".
Oh, he's 6'10". Okay, I thought he was like 6'8".
Nah, he's like I don't know what he really is, but he's listed as 6'10". But he has the ball handling skills of like a two guard. So.
So he plays on the wing.
I think he plays wherever.
Okay.
I don't think he has a position. He just plays wherever. So he can post up, he can shoot, he can do it all. He can take you to the hole, he can pass. He passes very good, actually, for a guy his age.
Yeah,
the guy his size.
He's from Australia.
For a guy his size.
Yeah.
Like Blake Griffin and LeBron and Anthony Davis kind of put together. It's kind of scary.
Well,
see if he pans out.
He's already projected to be the number one pick.
Oh, yeah, he'll be the first pick.
And he's from Australia.
Yeah.
So he's an Aussie.
Yep. He might end up with the Spurs, right?
No. They're not going to have top pick for years, but no.
No, I'd never have another one.
So if the Lakers keep going the way they are, they might win the lottery and get him.
I think Philly might have something to say about that.
Well, whoever wins, but if it was like NFL, the team with the worst record gets the top pick, and Philadelphia. Yeah. I would feel bad for him going to Philly because they can't seem to catch a break over there in Philly, and Okafor hasn't been doing as good as everyone hoped he would. And then Embiid.
Yeah, but if he goes to Philly, though, that's going to change their whole.
Oh, hell yeah. It's going to. They're going to.
Make them so much better.
Yeah. I mean, for the Lakers, too, especially with Kobe on the way out. Man.
Yeah, wherever he goes, they're going to be good.
Yeah.
So
now that
he's pretty much a can't miss.
Yeah.
Prospect.
Hey, and so that the now that the Nets fired Lionel Hollins, guess who they're wanting to be their coach?
Jason Kidd.
No, what? He already coached the Nets.
No,
He's in college, though.
Sam Cassell.
No, not Sam Cassell. He's coaching in college right now.
Oh, Rick Pitino? No.
No. You're close.
Oh, Calipari.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw that. That was stupid. He's not going. Did he already do that?
Huh?
Did he already try to go to pros?
He coached the Nets before.
That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. He coached the pros.
Hey, so I loved it how my man was going to get into it with, what was the Temple coach's name?
John Chaney.
Yeah, I remember when him and John Chaney were going at it.
John Chaney was a little fiery little dude, though. He didn't play. he looked like a little bird, like a little owl, but he didn't. He was fiery, man. He didn't play.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if John Calipari can coach in the NBA, and he probably gets paid a lot of money to coach in college.
Yeah, I mean, he's in a top five program, so yeah, I don't see why he would leave Kentucky. That doesn't really make sense to me.
Yeah,
like you don't leave those types of, like, North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke. You don't leave those programs for pros. You kind of stay there forever.
Those are life.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Time positions.
Right. Well,
yeah, you don't really need those areas.
He's got that lifetime deal with Kentucky, where he's making a lot of money. And speaking of money, are you playing the lottery?
Gilbert Arenas? Oh.
No. No, not Gilbert. Oh, yeah, speaking of Gilbert Arenas, how about Derek Anderson, Allen Houston?
D.A.
Allen Houston DA's getting paid for like 4 years Houston. After he retired.
Yeah, Allen Houston, he was good for, he was sweet for a minute.
Oh, yeah, man.
He just got hurt.
Yep.
You said the lottery, though?
Yeah, are you playing the lottery?
Oh, yeah, $1.3 billion, heck yeah. I've been playing for the last, since it hit like 200, I've been playing it. So.
Yeah, and before we started talking, and before we hit the record button, you were looking up some stuff, and I think you have some stuff. What was it, like the 10 things you do with when you win the lottery or something?
Well, yeah, I mean, so like, let's talk about it. What would you do if you hit the lottery? What would be like the first?
The first thing I would do.
One of the first things you would do.
Well, I would. I'd still
not the responsible thing. Just like something.
I think I'd still work, but I think the first thing I would do.
No, you would not still.
Yes.
Work. You sound crazy. Where are you gonna work at?
Dude, I'd work at McDonald's doing custodial work.
And you'd have like $40 million in the bank. That's stupid. Why would you do that? That makes no. That's the dumbest thing I've ever
done. It's not the dumbest thing ever.
I was at my job. He said, "I would keep my same house." I said, "So." No, he said, "I would live in the same house." I said, "No, you would not." I said, "So you're gonna have $50 million in the bank, but you're gonna still stay in a $100,000 house." I said, "That doesn't even make sense." Like, no, well, you're not. You might keep the house and rent it out or sell it or whatever, but you're not gonna live there. Like, you're gonna be one of the richest guys in the city, but you're gonna live like in a basic neighborhood. Like, nah.
Well, I mean,
that doesn't make sense.
I mean, I think what I would do is I'd probably buy me a jumbo jet so I could fly anywhere I want to go.
Right.
Yeah.
So where are you gonna live? You're not gonna live in the same house. Well, I guarantee you that.
Oh man, I don't know. I mean, because honestly,
no.
You
can tell me your wife Val.
You
never have $40 million in the bank. And y'all gonna stay at the same house? I can tell you right now, Val's be like, "No, we are moving. I gotta fit all my empire, all my my Star Wars stuff in a whole nother room.
No, not at all.
We have a house full of just for Star Wars.
You know, I'd have if we did win the lottery, I'd want a house where I have like an indoor full court basketball court. That would be badass.
Exactly. Right.
I mean,
yep. Everybody come over to my house on Sunday. We're gonna play ball.
There you go. And then we're gonna have the chef, my personal chef, make us some healthy food.
Yep. Hell yeah, we're gonna jump in the hot tub and the swimming pool and the sauna. I got some massage therapists, you know what I mean, they're gonna hook us up.
So what would you do?
As far as like what? Just like
what would you do if, yeah, what would be the first thing you do?
I'm definitely not gonna be living in the same house, I can tell you that.
I'm sure you aren't
No, I would keep it.
You get the gold watches. Gold watches, gold chains.
Who?
Gold watches, gold chains.
No, my endless supply of fried chicken. No. I would probably buy like a condo on the East Coast, a condo on the West Coast somewhere, and like a condo overseas, and a condo in the Caribbean, and I would just travel, you know, across the country, you know.
Live out of your suitcase.
I would rent those while they're not being used by me, and they would be rented out, or, you know what I mean? Somebody would be using them.
Invest the money.
Yeah, it would be a lot of property. It would be a lot of property, though. So.
That's crazy, man. I've never seen, like you were saying, I've never seen it that high before. So everybody's playing.
It's never been that high. The highest was, what, Mega Millions a couple years ago? It was like 660-something.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's got, like, office pool going with it.
Oh, and, yeah.
I know we did one the other day. But I have, I didn't participate, but we got, like, we bought some tickets, and that was, like, the first time, dude, the first time ever I bought a lottery ticket.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah. And then we got some playing Mega Millions, too.
Oh, well, I hear people say, well, you're not going to win it. I'm like, well, I don't know that. You don't know that.
So it's like Han Solo said.
Somebody has to win it, right?
Yeah, never tell me the odds.
Yeah, he's like, well, one guy said, well, I'm more likely to walk outside and get hit by a car. I said, yeah, you're right. That is true. The chances of that happening is more likely. I said, you're right. But somebody gotta win it. So I'm gonna play it.
Hey, you know what?
I had a guy with high school with, he hit the lottery.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know another guy I used to work with, his wife's family hit the lottery too.
Well, you know, I think Colin said that his parents' neighbors won the lottery, and they won like $37 million.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
But I would have some land too. I would probably have a place in Texas, probably like Austin somewhere, Lake Travis.
Hey, you know, what we would do? Hey, we would take this podcast enterprise, right? And then we would start our own restaurant. We call it General's Fried Chicken
General's Fried Chicken.
And enchilada and Mexican food grill or something.
Right. General's Fried Chicken and chalupas.
And some chalupas and some enchiladas and
fried chicken and nachos.
Yeah. And then for your dessert, you have churros and you have and then Sundays is Soul Food Sunday.
Soul Food Sunday.
I'm just messing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it'd be a nice problem to have. You know, I wouldn't want to have that problem.
Right.
Would you take the lump sum, or would you go with the, give me 50,000 a week for the rest of my life or whatever?
You know what? I honestly think I would do the 50,000 a week for 30 years. That's just more responsible, you know?
You get more money doing it that way.
You get more money that way? Because the lump sum, they tax the shit out of it.
That's what I would do. I would take it every, because there's not anything I need to buy like right now, you know.
Right.
Pay off my debts.
Yeah.
You know, pay for my kids' school.
And you already got the TVs in your car. You got the remote start. I mean, you're pretty cool.
You know. Well, that car would be gone.
Yeah.
I'll probably give that to my son.
Give it to little Chachi.
You
give it to little Chachi.
Yep. Grab me a little lawyer. Grab me a go hire my people. My lawyer. Go hire my people. My accountant. And then you know, friends, like people I've known for a while.
Yeah.
And I would change my name.
What would you change it to?
I don't know.
Would you change it like the way Q-Tip changed his name?
What's his name?
I forgot what his name was. I can't even think.
No, you're talking about Mos Def.
Now, was it Mos Def that changed his name?
Yeah, the one when he went out of the country and he wouldn't let him back. Or is it Quali? No, it was Mos Def.
Mos Def.
Was Mos Def or Quali? No, it was Quali. Was it Quali?
It was Quali.
It was one of those two.
Or Caval.
It was one of those two. Huh?
It was Quali. I don't know why I said Caval. Quali.
It's Tulip Quali, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he changed his name.
Or was it Jamiroquai?
Yeah, one of those guys.
The future is now.
So, yeah, they said from some of the first things you need to do when you win, you need to basically assemble your team. So get you lawyers, financial advisors, accountant, and they get you a little team together and stuff to, you know, like a little cabinet, like you're the president now type of thing.
Right.
Don't tell anybody. That's one of the things they say, don't tell nobody.
Yeah,
People don't know anyway, but you can't really tell anybody. So, other than the media family, not the people, but don't be out telling everybody in the world because you probably will get robbed. just don't take the lump sum. Take the 30-year annuity. So.
Yeah, that to me, that's
a million
just
a year divided by 12. So it was like every month you would get like $100,000 or something stupid. Right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, I take $100,000 a month for the next 30 years. Yeah,
hell yeah.
It says don't splurge and trust no one.
Exactly.
It says don't quit your job, but I would probably quit my job.
You would.
I'm not going to have like $50 million in the bank working for somebody else 40 hours a week.
Well, then would you start your own business? You would do your own business. You would do your own thing.
Yeah, I'm going to start my own business and have motherfuckers working for me. I'm not going to be doing work for nobody else.
So you're gonna start your own, I don't know, food truck or something, right?
Haircut business. Yeah.
Haircut business with a food truck on the side. And
I'd
totally start a food truck, man, and then I'd start a...
So Filipino food on the side of the truck.
Yeah, there you go.
I wouldn't buy a big house, though. I wouldn't be buying million-dollar houses. I would probably buy, like, you know, $100,000, $200,000 condos, like I was saying, across the country or wherever, parts of the world. You know, one bedroom, two, nothing crazy.
Right.
Buy my mom a house, you know, get my dad taken care of, basically. That's it.
Smart.
Sisters and brother.
Smart man.
Kids. Get your kids. Tell your kids about me.
Better not bring no kids.
Don't trust nobody.
Yeah, definitely. Well, definitely not, man. Especially when you have all that money, people are going to be coming out of the woodwork, man.
Yeah.
Because the whole world is going to know who you are.
Pretty much.
Damn. It's crazy, man. It's so crazy. So have you been watching any movies lately? I know we talked about Star Wars, but have you seen anything else? Like
I just watched Interstellar.
Okay.
And what's that one? Ex Machina, whatever it's called.
Ex Machina?
You ever seen that one?
No.
It's about AI, artificial, until like a robot, whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
Interstellar was pretty good. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Matthew
McConaughey's on fire right now.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. So, yeah, it was pretty good. I saw those two. One or two things I've seen recently.
You know what? I did watch, though, for the first time ever? I mean, this is kind of like some people who are Hispanic are going to freak out that I'm going to say this. I just saw Blood In, Blood Out.
La Bamba.
No, not La Bamba. Blood In, Blood Out.
You just saw that?
I just saw it.
Little Puppet?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Edward James almost in that? Is that who that was?
No, that's Me Familia. Benjamin Bratt is in the movie.
No, I'm thinking about American Me. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's what you're thinking about.
American Me. Benjamin Bratt was with one dude from...
Benjamin Bratt.
Who?
Benjamin Bratt.
Yes. Yep, dude from Miss Congeniality.
Yeah, yeah, everyone remembers him from that.
Yeah, I'll tell everybody I saw that.
Yeah, man, it was a pretty good movie. I had never seen man.
I haven't seen it in a while, though. It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Yeah, well, it wasn't on TV, so I saw it, like, on YouTube.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
You watched it on YouTube?
Yeah, the whole movie was on YouTube, man.
Oh, okay.
So it was pretty good. I mean, it's funny. The acting's horrible, but, I mean, that's to be expected.
No, I mean, it was back then, though. I mean, that movie's like 20-something years old.
It's old, yeah. So I saw that, and I was like, okay, this is pretty funny, pretty cool.
Everyone, that is not that horrible.
Huh?
That is not that horrible.
Well, it's just...
It's 20 years old. You can't, you know...
Well, it's not like a classic like Howard the Duck. Watching Howard the Duck is awesome.
Howard the Duck. Yeah. He was in Cleveland, though, wasn't he?
He was in Cleveland.
Yeah, he wasn't. You know, man. He's representing. He represented.
And George Lucas. It was a George Lucas movie.
Sure it was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you know George Lucas has a black girlfriend? A black wife?
Yeah.
You did?
I know. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you knew that.
Hey, did you see what he said though? I mean, when he sold Star Wars to Disney, did you see what he called them?
Yeah, he told me.
Huh?
Yeah, he told me.
He called them white slaves?
Yeah, white slavers.
Well, he got
slavers.
White slavers. He kind of got upset. Yeah. He got upset because they kind of changed the whole story on it.
Did they? Look, they did the same exact story.
Yeah, he was like, "Well, we want." He was like, "Well, here's what I've written about this about episode 7, or what I have for episode 7." They said, "Well, we want to make it more about make one for the fans," and he was kind of upset about it because he called it a space opera, and not, you know, he was all about, you know, the intertwines of stories and this and that. And like, no, we're going to do it this way. So he kind of like, okay, well, then I don't want to have anything to do with it. So he actually had nothing to do with this movie.
I wonder how J.J. Abrams feels about that.
Ah, yeah. I wonder.
Yeah.
But did you see, the guy from the director from Jurassic World or whatever, the person affiliated with Jurassic World told him he saw him like at their, like that press release or whatever, I mean, like a premiere or whatever. And he said, just remember Jurassic World is still the highest grossing. You're not going to make more money than Jurassic World or something like that. And George Lucas said, I'll crush you. Like real mafia, dude. What the heck?
I will break you. I must break you.
Well, he's not Ivan Drago, but.
Oh, okay. I must break you.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of funny with George Lucas. But, yeah, man, we haven't been really watching much of anything. I still haven't seen the new Avengers. I know that that's pretty bad.
Huh?
I still haven't seen the new Avengers.
You haven't seen Ultron yet?
I still have not seen it. You know what? Matter of fact, I will.
Oh, wow.
I think I will watch it tonight.
Yeah, you should watch that, dude. I mean, it's the first one I thought was very good.
How?
This one's good. It's just not, the first one was just really good.
Right.
I liked it because I like Vision. Vision's my dude. But you'll see it.
Dude, it's already out?
Good, huh?
It's already out on cable?
What, is it?
It's about to come out January 22nd.
Avengers? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it came out like last year, man. Come on.
Jeez, man, I'm so far behind on this stuff.
It's been like a year. Nah, when did Avengers come out? Like last May or something like that?
Yeah, and then came out on demand recently, or back in the fall.
Right, right.
Well.
And it's good because it's setting you up for, plus in Guardians of the Galaxy came out after that.
Right.
They all got Thanos in there, so we'll and see where.
Civil War?
Yeah, well, that's the next one.
Right.
When Iron Man and Captain America kind of go at it. That comes out in May, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that'd be interesting to see as well. So, I watched a couple of the trailers on it. It was pretty good. Very. I need to see Ant-Man. I haven't seen Ant-Man yet.
I still haven't seen Ant-Man either.
He's one of the leaders of the Avengers, actually.
Yeah.
He's like one of the main guys.
Ant-Man's actually, yeah.
And they got Black the Panther coming in there, too, as well, on the new one.
The which one?
Black Panther. Civil War.
Yeah, Falcon. In there now. What about or Falcon? Yeah. We'll see how it goes, man. It's going to be pretty exciting. So, I'm waiting. I can't wait for the next. I mean, I know it's like a long time from now, but the next Star Wars is going to be cool to see. And the new.
Yeah, it's going to be so far off.
Yeah, but we do have Captain America, and we have some more Marvel movies that are going to come out. Batman versus Superman looks pretty good too, man.
Yeah, I want to see that too. Yeah, that's going to be good. I got to watch the new James Bond too. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah, I heard that one was good too.
Spectre.
Yeah. That was called. Yes, sir.
Is that a ghost?
It is.
Okay.
No, it's Regina Spectre.
Who's that?
I don't know.
What? I was like, is that a character in the movie?
No, it's a singer, right? Wasn't she a singer?
No, I don't know. Inspector Spectre Man. Remember Spectre Man?
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. Really?
No, but no, I don't. Hey, I bought Above the Rim the other day on DVD.
You see Tupac?
Yeah.
Tupac.
And Dwayne Leon, Martin.
Leon. Huh? Leon. Yeah, Dwayne Martin.
Yeah, who also Dwayne came Leon. Out in Down Periscope.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. That game was on TV not too long ago, like maybe.
Was it?
Yeah, I saw it on TV. I saw it not too long ago. I was just watching it. It had to be like 3-4 months ago.
It was heavily edited, I'm sure.
Yeah, not heavily, but yeah, it was edited. Yeah. Tupac got razor blades in his mouth. Sure.
Yeah, what's up with that? He had razor blades in his mouth. That is so weird.
That's New York shit, though. Cats used to carry razor blades in their mouth, man, going to the club.
You can cut some people up.
Yep, in the fight. Shoot. Y'all fucked up. Like, damn. The fuck just cut me?
Hey, so do you think he was a good actor?
Who?
Tupac.
I think he could have got there.
Right.
I think he was getting better. I think he would have been good. You know, he didn't. Of course, they don't start off as the best, so.
Right.
I think, I mean, just like LL or Latifah or anybody else or Ice-T, I think he could have gotten better. Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? I feel like he could have gotten better. Not saying he would have got to Will Smith or Latifah's level, but, or LL, you know, any of them guys, but.
Yeah.
I feel like he would have, because he would have gotten better. You know?
Right.
But I feel like Will Smith and Latifah are probably the two best rappers turned actors.
Queen ever. Latifah.
Yeah, I think she's a really good actress, and I think of course Will Smith is.
I mean, she's all right.
Nah, she's really good.
Nah, she's all right.
Name a better female rapper actress.
Janet Jackson.
She didn't rap. She wasn't a rapper. And she's not a better actor, so.
Nah, she's pretty bad, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nah, Latifah's done really good. She's transitioned over pretty well.
She's done very well. I mean, she's very impressive.
UNITY.
So she went from that to where she is now. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean it's pretty impressive.
And she's pretty much kept to her true self. You know? I don't feel like she's
sold out.
Yeah, I don't feel like she has.
I feel like she has.
She backed off some of the Afrocentricity. She was
because she's Afrocentric. Yeah.
But her name is still Queen Latifah. You know what I mean? So she never changed her name. So she still was able to maintain that Afrocentricity.
Now, see, the way you feel about Queen Latifah is the same way I feel about Eva Longoria, what she's done for Hispanics, as well as Jennifer Lopez.
Kept her culture and heritage intact.
I'm kidding, dude. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, for real? You're like, Eva Longoria? That's my girl. What are you talking about?
Nah, dude. Her voice is annoying.
Yeah, but she's the bomb. I don't know what the hell your boy Tony TP was thinking about.
Oh, he's weird, man.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know what he's thinking either, but whatevs.
I'm sure he can find another woman just as beautiful, but I mean,
yeah.
I don't think he has a problem finding women, but still.
Yeah. Hey, so are you, we're going into spring. Obviously, baseball season's coming around again. And I know you're not.
It's January, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're January. We're in the winter time, so this is more like.
The catchers ain't reporting yet. You talking about some baseball?
But hey, so it's right around the corner, is what I'm saying, because they start spring training in February, but then
nobody watches baseball.
The guy, but you got this is like hockey and basketball season time right now, just because of
hockey. Nobody watches hockey.
Yeah, we do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, bro.
No, it's a fact. Nobody watches hockey, bro. They almost went bankrupt. Like,
well, it doesn't make as much money as the three other sports, but I mean, it's
exactly,
more
exactly, which means nobody's watching it.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's an underrated sport, so
I'll give you that. It is underrated, but nobody's watching it.
I mean, it's not as overrated as like Chris Paul or anything like that. But
there you go. Chris Paul's carrying the Clippers without Blake Griffin right now.
Yeah, that
the 9-game winning streak.
5 games.
And Draymond Green is a beast.
Oh man, come on! We're not talking hoops today, man. You were. He's all right. We'll see how he does.
He's gonna be on the All-Star team.
Yeah, he is. So is Kawhi. So is CP. So is Kobe.
Right. Well, I ain't questioning them.
Huh?
Kobe maybe, but yeah, that's the fan vote.
Yeah, that's the only reason why. Hey, speaking of which, don't forget, Cleveland's coming to town soon.
Are we going?
We are.
Oh, shoot. I got to switch my schedule around, bro.
You better make that happen, bro.
I'm trying to make it happen, man. I got to see Bron Bron. I'm watching not play that game, too. It'd be messed up.
Hey, man, so just, I guess, you know, we're kind of, you know, we weren't going to talk too much about basketball, but he's kind of been under the radar all season.
Who, LeBron?
Yeah, nobody's talking about him.
Yeah, he's chilling.
I was on Bleacher Report or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they were talking about how, and for them, I don't know why they would say this. I mean, again, the man's talented, and, you know, can't take anything away from him. But they were saying that he wasn't even the best player in the league anymore. I was like, what?
Yeah, that sounds stupid.
I was like,
he's just not, he's just taking on less of a role. That's all it is, man.
He's just kind of like in the background, kind of taking it easy.
He had 37 yesterday.
I mean, wow.
Like, yeah, I mean, he can still do it. He doesn't have to do all that. What does he have left to prove?
Well, he probably doesn't have a whole lot left to prove.
He's just chilling, you know what I mean?
He's chilling like a villain.
Yeah, he's just cruising through the season, trying to make sure his team is healthy. And
he stays healthy.
He makes sure Kyrie is, you know, comes back and makes sure Kevin Love is in the flow. I think he's more into trying to get his team together because he knows he needs his team.
Yep.
He can't win it by himself.
Very true. He cannot win it by himself.
So, yeah, he's, you know, he's just chilling. I mean, he's not leading in any categories at all. He doesn't have to. I mean, that's not, you know, his thing. He's just trying to maintain.
And
I'm sure if I look at his averages, I bet his averages still are pretty
good.
Yeah,
it's still pretty high. But
I mean, so I don't know why people are.
He's not. Hey. LeBron's 30 years old.
Yeah, he's like 30, 31.
So. Yeah, that's crazy. I never thought I'd. Man, time's flown by. I remember when he was just coming into the league.
All right, so he's averaging right now this year 25, 7, and 6.
Good numbers.
And. Yeah, so people, I don't know what people are talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what they're talking about either.
It's his 12th year in the league.
Jeez, man.
But he's definitely slowing down. You know, I would say Steph Curry right now is super hot. Kawhi Leonard, you know, is a beast.
Durant.
Westbrook, Durant, both those guys are beasts.
Boogie.
So. Yeah, I wouldn't put him above them, though, as far as, like, MVP.
Boogie's just kind of, like, hanging around.
Yeah, I mean, he's To me, I think he's one of the best. I think he's probably one or two top two centers.
So what is it with him? What's his deal? Is he not coachable?
Huh?
Is Boogie not coachable?
I think he's coachable now. I don't know, but I think he's coachable now. I don't know if he's on the right. He's not. I don't think he's in the right environment.
Right.
I mean, that's a losing franchise. I mean, not a losing franchise, but they haven't won in a while.
No.
Since his Bloody D by Chris Webber day, so.
Bloody.
Yeah. So.
Vlade absolutely refuses to give that guy up.
Yeah. I mean, he's the best player. He's a top 10 player in the league. Top 10, top 15 player in the league. So.
Well, he's got a good team. They've got a pretty good, decent squad around him.
I guess.
Like, the best he's had.
Yeah, still not enough, though.
Yeah, well, not in the West.
Who's his second best player?
Rudy Gay?
Yeah, right. I was Rudy Gay. I mean, that's your second best player. I mean, it's kind of like, I mean, that's cool, but.
I mean, well, they got.
Rudy Gay's a baller. I give it to him. He's a baller.
Rajon's there.
He's
Rajon Rondo's there.
Yeah, he's not.
He Marco shoot. Bellinelli. I
mean, they got a decent team. I mean, he's got some stuff over there. I don't know. I mean, right now, they're what? Like eighth in the West.
Yeah.
Ninth in the West. So, I mean, right now you got Golden State, San Antonio, Oklahoma, Clippers, Dallas, Memphis, Houston, Utah. That's the top eight right there. Then Sacramento.
They're 15 and 21.
22, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they lost tonight?
Yeah, I guess. So.
Yeah, they got some ways to go, but I mean, yeah.
It's just in the West, it's just hard. I mean, you're not going to be better than Houston or Memphis.
Right.
It's Dallas, they're 5, 6, 7. So.
It's a tough way to break in.
If they're in the East, maybe a different story.
Well, it's pretty balanced this year, dude.
Yeah, the East got some, they got some teams that's surprising people, like Detroit's surprising right now, Indiana. I don't think Indiana's really surprising because what's the name coming back? Orlando's playing some good ball, decent ball. Boston's playing some decent ball. New York's even playing some decent ball. So, Charlotte and Washington kind of fell off a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's because John Wall's butt hurt that he's not an All-Star.
You're right. what did he say? Was he mad at somebody about
he
that?
He was mad that Kyrie Irving had more votes than he did. And he can't even play the whole year.
Yeah, I get that.
That's frustrating. I get that too, yeah.
Yeah, I get that a lot. But if Kyrie Irving goes and averages 20 points for the next month or so, then, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of messed up how they vote people in and stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah. So do we have any Star Awards to give out today?
No Star Wars today.
No Star Wars.
No Star Wars, no.
Man. I was going to give a Star Award to Antoine Walker.
What do you do?
I was going to give him the Jar Jar Binks Award. Nah, I'm messing. I don't have one.
For having million kids or what?
What's that?
For having like 15 million kids?
No, he's not Sean Kemp.
Okay.
And that was not Sean Kemp or Mookie Blaylock or who was it?
The Rain Man.
Oh, the Rain Man. What about Calvin Murphy?
Calvin Murphy, he's just on TV.
Was he?
Yeah, he just with his crazy looking suit. Yeah, at the Houston game.
Oh yeah, he's always got those tripped out suits, man.
Yeah, he just has some shiny black jacket on. I don't know what. Yeah, he look like a pimp.
Wearing those loud ass.
He might be a pimp.
He probably is a pimp, man.
Yeah, OG. He's a triple OG. Actually, he's a quadruple OG. He's old school. Old school.
And he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
He's Cap Murphy's a beast.
Yeah.
Jill.
Jess. Jess.
No.
No. Yeah. I'm not feeling it right now, so. I do want to mention to you that I was watching some Chappelle show because we always have to we always name drop Chappelle on our podcast, so
yeah,
free publicity for him. But I was watching the racial draft.
The racial draft, the Wu-Tang. Dude, that's funny. You take the Wu-Tang?
Yeah, they go Asian, and then what was it? The one where
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and then the black delegation takes Eminem. And
they take Eminem.
Yeah, remember? And then the white Dave Chappelle's like, "Well, now wait a minute, there, Rondell."
Rondell.
I'm the hustle. Nobody hustles me. But it was too funny, dude. I mean, God, man. Again, that show is so timeless, dude. I wish it, if it was around now. I think people might be offended by it, but it was so to me to this day it's still funny.
Oh yeah, I got them all recorded. I watch them too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice, man. So
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So all right, man. Well, I don't think we have anything else to cover. Is there anything you have to say? We're not at the very end, but we're gonna wrap up here. But I guess, is there anything you want to talk about, Pick?
No, man. Good. Hey, did you see Steve Harvey announced the wrong?
That was weeks ago.
You see who won though, right?
What's that?
See who ended up winning though, right?
No. Oh well, the Philippines. Yeah.
It's Philippines, right? That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's right. Philippines represent.
Man, he got so much. Man, he got so much heat for that.
Yeah.
But it wasn't even his fault. Huh?
So he had up to it right after, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he was like, "Man, it was a big mistake," you know, and we never rehearsed it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's always used to announcing the winner is. He meant to say the first runner up. He didn't realize it because this is the first time he ever did that. So
right.
Yeah, he apologized. They had a little conference after the thing.
Oh yeah.
Conference, and some people tried to ride him a little hard, and the one guy kind of cut everybody off. Was like, "Nah, man, he didn't have to be here tonight to make these comments. He did it out of kind of his heart to, you know, let y'all know that he didn't do this on purpose. It was an accident."
Exactly.
But I think our girl will be fine. I mean, she was like second, first one up to Miss Universe.
Hell yeah.
Universe. Should be fine. I don't think her life is going to like end because of this.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so she'll be all right. And if nothing else, she'll be what everybody will remember her, because nobody remembers the second runner up, first runner up.
That's true.
But they remember her now.
Yeah. Well,
which I don't remember her name. Brazil, what's that? Was she Brazil? Where is she?
No, Colombia, I think.
Colombia, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, should be all right.
Should be all right, yeah.
Some rich guy's going to marry her up or whatever. She'll become a model or whatever. Something would be.
Yeah.
I think she'll have a decent life.
Yeah, she will. She'll be all right. You're right.
It's usually the runner-ups that do better anyway, so.
Yeah. And
so,
she'll live. She'll be okay. She'll move on.
She'll live.
So, I guess the last thing I wanted to mention was more sports related, but you know, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens still can't get into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
Yeah, but you know who was first ballot and the first time on the ballot, and he's in?
Ken Griffey, baby.
Yeah.
Did he get 100%?
He got 99%.
He got 99%. That's the record.
Yeah, dude. The best.
How did he get 99%?
I don't know. 99.2% is what it was.
Who didn't vote this guy in?
I don't know. It was probably the owner for the Cincinnati Reds.
He's like, right, exactly. He's one of the best players ever.
I know. Right? Did you hear what I said? I said it was probably the Cincinnati Reds owner.
I heard you. He's one of the best players ever. Like, he's one of the top five players ever.
And he has the most beautiful swing.
Oh, his swing is a thing of beauty, yeah. His swing is beautiful, man.
Yeah, so...
Ken Griffey's one of my favorite players. Bert, yeah. Back in
class act, too.
Yeah, good guy, quiet.
So shout out to
himself, this job, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't cause any problems. Went out drinking before the game.
So congrats to Junior Griffey and good luck to Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds. I don't know if he'll ever get in, but you kind of don't deserve to be in there.
Not till Pete Rose get in.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Huh?
What did you say?
So not till Pete Rose gets in.
Oh, yeah. Well, Pete Rose is banned for life, so I don't ever think he'll even get in.
Checked up, though.
Yeah. All right, so that's pretty much all that we have this week. I guess, well, we can go into the social media, right? We can do that?
Yes, sir.
All right, so follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope at Pick and Row Show. Again, this is like the third or fourth episode in a row, man. We don't Periscope.
I know.
You're not here, so we can't do it. So.
Well, yeah, I guess it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
In two different places.
But I want to be periscoping, showing the phone. Hey, look, there's Pick.
Periscope, yeah, he is. He's on the phone.
Down, hey. Periscope.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Get that thing out of his face. Anyway.
Face.
Yeah. Follow us on those social media outlets. Subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher and Acast. Let us know how we're doing. Write that review. So. Without further ado, I guess we'll go ahead and close up shop. So, Pick, no final thoughts?
No, man. No, bro. Happy New Year to everybody.
We're already
2016.
Yeah, we're already past New Year's.
I know, but this is our first episode of the year, though.
Oh, yeah, you're right. This is, yeah.
Yeah.
Brand spanking new. So, the last one we recorded dropped last week, but it was still kind of not New Year's yet. So, yeah, you're right. Happy New Year.
Right.
Welcome to 2016.
2016.
No sweet 16s here. We're just 2016.
2016. No.
Yeah. All right. So, for Pick and Row, we're Pick and Row. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.